President. This statement is prepared together with Arcoris Timor-Leste, Hatutan and Codiva, the LGBTIQ organization in the country. We acknowledge the Ministry of Justice in discussing the UBR results toward the LGBTIQ community. However, we noted the lack of concrete plans and commitment. For the first time in country's history, the elected President Dr. Jose Ramos Horta mentioned in his inaugural speech that the LGBTIQ community is one of the marginalized groups that needs special attention. This gives a newfound hope for a community. May his public statement of support translate into inclusion of our sector in legal reforms. Timor-Leste is a young country that has advanced some of the SDG indicators. However, we are still constrained in the areas of eradicating gender-based violence, especially in the context of families and communities. We still witness cases of physical violence, humiliation, and its associated traumas. Timor-Leste remains to be a conservative society that hinders LGBTIQ persons to live freely and with dignity. Public pronouncement of such support coming from high-ranking officials gives a glimmer of hope, but really trickles down at the ground level. The government must invest in creating an inclusive human rights culture by educating frontliners such as police, health practitioners, and teachers. In conclusion, we like to reiterate our key recommendations. Introduce national legislation prohibiting discrimination based on SOGI. Improve redress mechanism by capacitating law enforcement officers in handling cases of discrimination and violence against LGBTIQ persons. Include the right of LGBTIQ persons in the national education policy. Include LGBTIQ persons and household as stakeholders in social protection and humanitarian programs. Empower and engage LGBTIQ persons in the formulation and implementation of national development plans and agenda. Thank you.